With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
My name is John Gregory Dunn. I was born the 25th of May, 1932, in Hartford, Connecticut. The fifth of six children of Dorothy Frances Burns and Richard Edwin Dunn. My father was a surgeon. My mother was a housewife.
John Gregory Dunn. His novels include True Confessions, Dutch Shea Jr., and The Red, White, and Blue, his newest. The Red, White, and Blue may be Dunn's most ambitious work. It fictionalizes the key events of the 60s and 70s.
I wanted to do a book that, in essence, covered that sort of 20-year period of American history where there was enormous turmoil, unrest, social disaffection, the Vietnam War, the unseating of a president.
John Gregory Dunn sees The Red, White, and Blue, as well as two previous novels, as continuations of the same theme.
The first one was True Confessions, which was about the poor Irish in Los Angeles in the late 30s and early 40s. In Dutch Shea Jr., I took the Irish experience a generation, or maybe two generations down the road, into the 1970s. In The Red, White, and Blue, I was interested in the Irish who had, in effect, made it, who sat on top of the American dream.
The Red, White, and Blue is a big and complex book that refuses to hold to any chronological order as it intertwines recent history through the lives of a well-to-do California family. And yet, John Gregory Dunn insists he had little more than a basic idea when he first started putting words to paper.
I usually know when I begin a book what the last line is going to be. I like to have some rough idea of where I'm going. And in this book, I knew the last line was going to be either no or yes.
And it's Yes to The Red, White, and Blue by John Gregory Dunn, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist John Gregory Dunn, Princeton-educated and a member of a well-to-do Hartford, Connecticut family, went into the Army as an enlisted man in the 1950s. Dunn says he's been living on his Army experiences ever since.
I was taken out of the social niche to which I thought I had claim and was thrown in with people I would otherwise not have met.
The socially and economically dispossessed, the people he felt he needed to know in order to be a writer. If Dunn had any literary influence as a child, it was from his grandfather, a successful grocer.
Until his last illness, he went to his grocery store every day, put on a long white coat and a straw boater. And he would lift us up, and so we would reach into the cookie barrel and take out a cookie. And he recited constantly Irish poetry. He was self-taught. He would read Yeats. So if there's any literary inspiration, it would probably come from him.
John Gregory Dunn went into journalism after the service.
I'd worked for a number of magazines, and then I spent 5 years working at Time. And then one day, shortly after my wife and I got married, I quit Time on the spur of the moment. We went to California, made a living as a freelance magazine writer, which you could do in those days. I'm not sure that you can do it now.
Dunn's first book was a nonfiction account of the California grape pickers' strike, but he has specialized in fiction since 1969, books such as True Confessions and Dutch Shea Jr. Dunn's wife is the highly regarded writer Joan Didion. He met her in 1957.
We began going out when she showed me the galleys of her first novel. I quite liked the book, and I called her up, and we went out, and one thing led to another, and we got married about a year and a half later.
John Gregory Dunn's latest novel is The Red, White, and Blue, a fictionalized treatment of the major events of the 60s and 70s, as seen through the eyes of a wealthy Irish-American family in California. Published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I think writing is essentially manual labor of the mind. It's a job like laying pipe. I don't think of writers as thinkers.
That's novelist John Gregory Dunn, whose newest book, The Red, White, and Blue, is perhaps best described as a social and historical satire of the 60s and 70s. Dunn and his wife, Joan Didion, have collaborated on a number of screenplays, including an adaptation of Dunn's novel, True Confessions. In this scene, the cardinal, played by Cyril Cusack, tells his assistant, Robert De Niro, that an elderly priest must be dismissed.
I'm afraid he'll have to go.
Do you mean that?
I mean he'll have to be replaced.
Well, I think you're making a mistake, Your Eminence.
Oh, is that so?
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I think that he's a good priest. He runs the best parish in the archdiocese, and he's a good man.
Yes, of course he's a good man. But the fact is, we need younger pastors. Men will do what they're told.
For the good of the church.
For the good of Holy Mother Church, that's exactly what I mean.
John Gregory Dunn says it's unlikely he and Joan Didion will ever collaborate on a book.
We write differently. I always say that John writes microdot novels. They are 700-page novels. They just happen to be 200 pages long, and I write differently than that.
But Dunn cannot imagine being married to anyone other than a writer.
We are the sounding board and editors for each other's work. We trust each other's judgment implicitly.
John Gregory Dunn says he has an eclectic group of friends, not many of whom are writers.
I like to spend a lot of time with painters. They express themselves in nonverbal ways, and which I find absolutely fascinating and which absolutely foreign to me.
That's John Gregory Dunn. Simon & Schuster published his novel, The Red, White, and Blue. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.